Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrice Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Last Mrs. Parrish, a novel by Liv Constantine, is a gripping psychological thriller that delves deep into the themes of envy, deception, and the pursuit of the ultimate life at any cost. The story unfolds in the opulent town of Bishop's Harbor, Connecticut, where Daphne Parrish lives the seemingly perfect life with her real estate mogul husband, Jackson, and their lovely daughters. Enter Amber Patterson, a woman of modest means who covets Daphne's fairy tale existence. Amber devises a cunning plan to insinuate herself into the Parrish's lives, with the ultimate goal of replacing Daphne as Mrs. Parrish. As the narrative swings between Amber's and Daphne's perspectives, the veneer of perfection shatters, revealing dark secrets that twist the tale in unimaginable ways. This novel is a roller coaster of emotions, showcasing the author's skill in creating tension and delivering shock after shock, all the way to its explosive conclusion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the art of deception and manipulation. In The Last Mrs. Parrish, Amber Patterson carefully crafts a persona that grants her access to the world of the wealthy and powerful. Amber's skillful manipulation is not just a testament to her character's ingenuity, but also a portrayal of the darker aspects of human nature. She studies the Parrishes, learning their routines, interests, and vulnerabilities, to make herself indispensable and cozy up to Daphne. Amber's actions raise ethical questions about deceit for personal gain and the lengths people are willing to go to achieve their desires. This focus on deception as a tool to infiltrate and upend the lives of the privileged serves as a cautionary tale of ambition unchecked by morality. Secondly, the illusion of the perfect life. Liv Constantine peels back layers of an ostensibly perfect life to reveal the rot beneath. Daphne's life, envied by Amber and seemingly idyllic, is mired in complexities. This theme investigates the facade of perfection that people, especially those in high societal circles, construct and maintain. It prompts readers to consider how much of what they see in others' lives is performance versus reality. The disparity between public perception and private reality is stark, leaving readers to question the value of the surface-level success and happiness that so many aspire to. Through the Parrish family, Constantine exposes the emptiness that can lie beneath gleaming exteriors, challenging the audience to seek authenticity and substance over superficial allure. Thirdly, the dynamics of power and control. Central to the novel is an exploration of power dynamics within relationships, particularly how individuals use power to control and manipulate others. Jackson Parrish's control over Daphne, both emotionally and physically, illustrates the insidious nature of domestic abuse in what may outwardly seem like a loving relationship. Similarly, Amber's manipulation of people around her to gain control over her circumstances demonstrates a different but equally damaging use of power. The book provides a nuanced look at how power can corrupt and how its abuse can devastate lives. It underscores the importance of recognizing these dynamics and advocates for the empowerment of those who find themselves in such precarious positions. Fourthly, the consequences of unchecked ambition. Ambition drives several characters in The Last Mrs. Parrish, leading to consequences they could not have foreseen. Amber's unrelenting ambition to transform her life and identity results in a series of decisions that entangle her in a dangerous web of lies. The narrative serves as a meditation on ambition's dual nature, as a motivating force that can lead to success and fulfillment, but also a destructive element that can lead to moral compromise and unforeseen pitfalls. The book challenges readers to consider their own ambitions and the lengths they are willing to go to achieve them, provoking thought about the moral and ethical bounds of human aspiration. Lastly, the power of redemption and forgiveness, despite its dark themes. This The Last Mrs. Parrish also offers a thread of redemption and forgiveness. As the story unwinds, the characters are faced with opportunities to confront their past actions and seek forgiveness. This aspect of the novel highlights the capacity for growth and change, suggesting that it is never too late to make amends for wrongdoings. The power of forgiveness is portrayed not just as a gift to the one who is wronged, but as a liberating act for the forgiver. It underscores the potential for healing and starting anew, providing a hopeful counterbalance to the novel's tense and often dark narrative. In conclusion, The Last Mrs. Parrish, a novel by Liv Constantine, is a must-read for fans of psychological thrillers and for anyone fascinated by the darker sides of human nature and the complexities of interpersonal relationships. It's especially recommended for readers who enjoy themes of deception, ambition, and the quest for redemption. Through its twisting plot and deep character studies, it offers valuable insights into the perils of envy and the illusion of perfection. This book can serve as a reminder of the importance of seeking authenticity in our lives and relationships, and the dangers of coveting another's life. Ultimately, The Last Mrs. Parrish is not just a story of manipulation and ambition. It's a cautionary tale about the cost of deception and the power of truth, making it a compelling and enriching read for a wide range of audiences. If you would like to support Liv Constantine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.